Hello and welcome to another episode of the Claudia and B Show. This is B here, not Claudia.
This is Claudia, not B.
And today we are just feeling that fall vibe and we're gonna jump into our first segment where we're gonna spill all the tea about our lives. Get ready for it.
Oh, are we really gonna spill all the tea or are we spilling Diet Pepsi? Wow.
Whatever is high in sugar and secrets. Two radio hosts got our voices confused. Their listeners were amused. Now we talk every single day. These two chicks ain't going away. We talk nonstop about boys, books, and everything. Give us a listen, we might be your thing.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so be anything exciting or scandalous going on in your life right now, or is it just space buns? I'm channeling space buns right now, and they're so cute.
I'm channeling my inner Spice Girl at the moment.
I love it. So
it's where I get my energy from. Oh, you know, scandalous. I mean, there's nothing scandalous in my life, but I like to observe scandalous things in other people's lives. Okay, here's my tea lately. You ready? So, in the office that I work in, there's been a secret about somebody.
Oh.
And she told me weeks ago and was like, oh, you know, this isn't common knowledge. Like, please don't tell people. My kids don't even know this thing that's, like, a big deal in my life and all that. And I was like, oh, no. I'm going to have to keep this a secret. And I have kept it a secret for weeks. But here's the annoying thing. She's slowly been telling people in the office about it. And then I've like kind of picked up on like, okay, so she told this person now. So they know and I know and this person knows. And this person knows that I know and I know that they know. But these two people don't know that I know that they know. And it has been so annoying because I can keep a secret. I can keep things on lockdown, but it kills me slowly. Like my natural habitat is just to talk about everything in the open. So this has been really hard. Finally, I now know that everyone in the office knows, but it's not like common knowledge. She's just talked to everyone about it. So now I feel weird being like, can I go up to somebody and talk about it, knowing that we haven't talked about it before? Because everyone knows, but it's not like it's addressed as in, okay, this is just out in the open now. Everyone do what you want with it. You know what I mean?
I do. That's so crazy.
I think it's stupid. If you're going to tell some people, just make it open information, you know? Because if you tell certain people, it's inevitably going to get out to everyone.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I am proud of myself that I'm not the one to be spreading it this time. That's really, it took a lot of effort on my part. Yeah. What about you? Tell me about your scandalous life.
But now I want to know, like, what is the scandal?
Oh, okay. I will tell you guys. Well, should I tell you guys?
I don't know. Well, I don't know. Should you? I mean, like, is it, like...
It's not necessarily scandalous. Some people think it's scandalous. Others would just be like, whatevs. So this lady in my office, her husband passed away unexpectedly in January of this year. So 10 months ago. Mm-hmm. And she is going to be married in March of next year. To another man. Oh. And that was the part of, like, her kids not knowing yet. You know, she has grown kids. Depending on how you look at it, it's kind of weird to be like, wow, she's just jumping into another marriage. I have mixed feelings about people timing in dating, you know? Like, I really think that people know when they know and that they make their own decisions and whatever. Some people's timeline is not what I would want, but that's okay. But... yeah, it's just kind of like a little shocking to people that she is marrying somebody else. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah,
that's been like a whole thing. And the fact that her kids didn't know yet, like I know her kids. And so I was like, I can't tell anyone because it will get back to her kids.
Well, what's crazy is that's super similar to my great aunt that happened. Like,
oh, really?
My mom and her cousin are super close and they're basically like sisters. And her growing up, my mom's cousin's dad, who I was named after, actually, his name was Claude, he died, he had got, like, a brain tumor, and it was, like, a very fast, sudden death. And then she remarried to her high school sweetheart, like, very fast after that. And, oh, wow. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know. So that's
super similar. See, I can see where people would have hurt feelings or be, like, upset about it because, I don't know, that's so fast to move on. Like, some people take years to move on and some people don't. But I think when you've been married for a long time, and especially when it ends, like, unexpectedly like that, like, she doesn't have the baggage of a failed marriage and a divorce and all these things to go through. Like, and she knows she likes married life, so she knows what to look for and what mm-hmm. not. I think that's a little different, you know? I can see where that timeline would be way faster
than
anything I could experience,
for
you know?
For sure, for sure. Yeah, that's interesting. It's super similar, so... Yeah. Anyway, time will tell, I'm sure. But,
for sure.
So I don't really want to talk about any scandal in my life, but I do want to talk about a scandal in this other girl's life, which it's like,
that's a good scandal too.
Well, and this happened like a couple weeks ago, but it's like a really mm-hmm. interesting story and it's super weird. So, okay. So this girl and this guy that I used to work with, like, okay, well, I've worked with both of them, I guess. They, like, all of a sudden, I was in a show with her, and she would, like, tell me about all this drama with her ex and all this stuff, and I would be like, oh, okay, mm-hmm. like, you know. And she was like, yeah, like, she got a dog because of her ex or something. And she's like, now I have this dog, like, because he wanted the dog. And she's like, oh, you know, because it's just, like, a reminder and, like, all that. Anyway. Because
they broke up?
Yeah, they, like, broke up, and, like, he wanted this dog, and she had this dog. So...
Gotcha.
Anyway, but then, it was, like, I guess a month or so ago, on Facebook, she is in a relationship with another guy, like, a guy that I worked with who, like, is awesome, and, like, I actually, like, always thought he was, like, super cute, totally would, like, he was engaged at the time, but totally would have, like, like, if he was interested, I would have totally been, like, of course, you know, because he's just, like, super cute. So I was like, oh my gosh, I messaged her. I was like, I am so happy for you. Like, you know, this was, I think, in July, actually. I think it was in July. Yeah, I was like, oh my gosh, like, I'm so happy for you because, like, I'm glad that, like, your ex is, like, you know, she was like, yeah, I'm glad too. Like, this is amazing, blah, 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 blah. So then the next thing.
Did she still have the dog?
Yeah. The dog is adorable.
I'm sorry, I felt like that was important.
No, the dog is adorable. Like, she is really cute.
Okay.
So then Anyway, next thing I know, I'm trying to remember the timeline of this. Anyway, the next thing I know, this was, like, in September, and my friend, and he's like, oh my god, she's in a new relationship already. And I was like, what?
Oh.
I guess, like, they ended. This was all in July. He texted me in September, so who knows, like, when this happened. I guess they ended, and then she, like, all of a sudden is with her ex now, with the dog
guy.
Oh
no, she went back to the ex? The dog ex.
But yes, but she keeps on posting about how happy she is, like posting like in her story, like all this stuff about how happy she is with this dog ex. And so I'm just like, isn't that weird?
It is. I always think it's odd when somebody goes back to a relationship that didn't work out, you know?
I know. Well, but what's odd about it too is like what I get worried about. Because I've been there, like, with my ex, like, I posted a lot, like, with him, like, on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And it was almost, like, a sign of, like, trying to grasp at straws to, like, make it seem like that we were, like, super amazing and super great. And so I worry because she is posting, like, so much. So, I don't know. Anyway.
Interesting.
It's not my business, but it's just interesting business. So, that's all.
Listen, it's not my business either, but it is our business to share other people's tea in this segment, apparently. So.
It's just, the thing is like, what's weird about it is she was, like, super public about both. You know what I mean? People are going to talk. Like, you were in you made, like, an official relationship thing, like, with your, you know, with him.
Yeah.
And then a few months later, you, like, make another announcement with another guy. Like, come on.
I personally have issue when people post their relationship status on social media and then they get mad when people ask them questions about it. And it's like, oh, well, I'm sorry. Is this not public knowledge? Are we not publicly just all allowed to have our thoughts and opinions on it? Like, it's weird.
Yeah, it is weird. All right, guys. Welcome to the Lazy Girls Book Club, where we're very lazy.
Mm. We're lazy, but we like to go to the club.
So that means we go to the club in sneakers and flip-flops instead of heels.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I don't know how anyone does a club in like full-on heels. Uh-huh. I never was efficient in the heel life.
Really? I've done that before, no. But it's been a while. Yeah. Been a while when I was dating C. I was calling him C. We went dancing all the time, but that was bad.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it was good, but it was also mm-hmm. bad because, you know, I'm always like, woo, yay, drink, you know, because I didn't have to pay. I didn't have to pay. So, anyway. Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's the life.
I know, right? Okay. So, because I naturally, like, don't drink a lot at all. Like, I have like maybe a margarita here and there, but I really don't. I don't ever crave a drink, you know.
Yeah.
You know.
What mood are you in when you do drink a lot, or what like situation?
It's either like a celebration usually. Oh, like okay. I just want like a frozen margarita is like my favorite. Like I love frozen mm-hmm. margaritas. So yeah. Nice. So okay. I know. Or like a Long Island iced tea, you know, but it's not. It's rare. Mm. It's rare, yeah. And sometimes I have trouble finishing it, you know? I'm like, meh.
Yeah.
So.
Wow. I would have been in that situation, too. If somebody was giving me free drinks, I would have, like, abused that. So, I feel ya. It's okay. Don't worry, I just drink tea now.
Okay. Okay, so this really is a Lazy Girls Book Club, because I have, like, not even started Sherlock at all. Like,
You have?
No. I have not, my brain is like in 500 places right now, and it is not with Sherlock Holmes. Mm-hmm. So, I know, sometimes my brain, it just disappears, and I'm like, where did it go? And then.
And that's when you need Sherlock to help find it, right?
That's true. I know. So, I haven't even, like, I haven't even looked, like, on my Kindle for it. I haven't even, like, done anything. So, anyway, that's it. So that's funny. That. Yeah. Oh, go ahead.
Are there any movies or shows or books that you have been into? Like, because I feel like sometimes I set a goal to read a certain book, and then I just don't feel like reading it. And so I distract myself with all these other ones, you know?
Yeah. Well, Seinfeld just got on Netflix, so I'm definitely going to watch all of those.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure. What I've been doing lately, though, is I've just been, like, writing, my friend and I have been writing. He's mainly doing most of it. Writing mm-hmm. scripts for my kids. So we're doing a show. Oh, yeah. We're doing like a puppetry show for this mm-hmm. next 6 weeks. And it's based off of Coco and the Day of the Dead. And so we're like, I'm basically writing each class a skit. And then they're going to sing mm-hmm. like a song and with their puppets and like all of that. So anyway,
that's very cool.
That's what I've been focusing on, and I've been really fascinated with like the Day of the Dead. I think it's like a really cool holiday, and I'm kind of bummed that like I never celebrated it, because I totally would have loved to have done that, because it's where like I was reading about it, and they like would have altars for like, you know, their ones that have passed, and they like had their pictures up, and they would eat like their favorite food and their drink. And I think that would have been really fun to do, especially as like a kid, to like learn more about like our deceased, like, you know, relatives, because I would have loved to have learned more about my like my grandmother. Like her sister died when she was, you know, like before I was born, and so I would have loved to have like learned more about her, and like learned more about my great grandparents and stuff. And like, so anyway, I just think it's like a really fascinating holiday. And so I kind of want to like start celebrating it now.
It is a really interesting holiday. I like it too. My, you want to know something funny? You know how they have the sugar skulls that they do for the Day of the Dead? My brother, who's like, I think he's the weirdest of my brothers, personally. He and his now wife, they had lived together, had a kid together. I think they were together for like 8 years or 9 years, and we were just like, ah, oh, they're never going to get married. They randomly sent us a text a couple years ago, and they were like, hey, we're getting married at the courthouse tomorrow. They live in Arizona, so none of us could, you know, get down there by the next day.
What the heck?
And they send us pictures and they're dressed up in like Sugar Skull, like Halloween stuff, because they went on Halloween to the courthouse and got married. Okay. And I was like, well, kind of glad I didn't fly down there for that. Okay.
No.
So real. they also feel strongly about that holiday, you know?
Yeah. It's interesting. I really love, I'm like enjoying reading about it and all that, and mm-hmm. kind of bummed that I never celebrated it as a kid, but that's okay.
Yeah. It is a cool one. I mean, you could definitely incorporate it in your life with your family and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, so. I might. I think it would be fun. Mm-hmm. 'Cause then I can just learn more about all of them and everything. But so anyway, that's uh-huh. where my brain has been occupied. It's not been occupied with Sherlock Holmes. So it literally is the very, like, this should be like the loopy lazy girls club, because
the loopy lazy.
Because I'm just like stressed about getting these scripts done, and like I'm like, oh my God, like they need to be done.
That is a lot of work. You do have a job that takes a lot of your time. I mean, it's not, it's like you have the hours that you're at work, but you have a lot of work uh-huh. you have to do afterwards as well.
Well, yeah, so. Well, and like the time that I was supposed to do these scripts, I was dealing with sword drama I was making for the past show. So I was like, like the time that I was supposed to be writing these scripts and they were supposed to be ready by this time ended up being taken away by making all of the swords. So it's a whole thing. So anyway, it's
no big deal. I love that you have sword drama. You know, it's just the best. I have gossip drama. You have sword drama. okay, well, for my book thing, I mean, I've kind of gone a little off brand as well. I was reading Agatha Christie and I do love her. She's great. But then I said how in the last episode I started reading a Nora Roberts book because I just needed a change. I realized today I did stay kind of on brand because it was like a murder mystery thriller kind of one that she wrote. It's called The Obsession and it's actually really good. It's like this serial killer. Well, it's like this girl, she's raised by a very, very strict mom and dad. Like they kind of seclude them from the world and all this stuff. And she discovers when she's like 14, 15, she's pretty young, that her dad is like this serial rapist and killer. And he like traps people in this dungeon he has out in the woods. And so she finds this and then, you know, grows up the rest of her life just in this crazy shadow of like, oh, your dad's the killer. And she like changes her identity so that she doesn't have to be linked to that anymore. She starts a whole new life. And then years later, when she's in her 30s, murders start happening around her again, and it's really good, very eerie, but good. That and then of course, because so it's Nora Roberts, good. There's always it was really good, but because it's Nora Roberts, there's always like the super hot, like artsy love interest that comes in and all that stuff. So you know, keeps it's a good balance between love and death. We all need that, right? Okay, getting into the Hollywood. What am I saying?
Halloween.
Okay, since we're going to get into the little Halloween spirit here in October, we decided that we should do a BuzzFeed quiz. This one is pick between these candies and we'll tell you what Halloween movie to watch right now. And I'm excited for it. Okay, so
spooky Halloween.
Okay. Spooky Halloween. Do you like cutesy Halloween or do you like gory Halloween, scary Halloween? Like, what's your Halloween vibe?
I don't like haunted houses. Because I don't like walking through them. Like, I hate it. Like, I hate it so much because I am so attacked. Jumpy. I am super jumpy, and so I just am not a fan of that. I do like,
that makes sense.
Like ghost tours and like real life murders. I think that's like fascinating to like dive into. Like, I really want to go to the Lizzie Borden house. Like, I love that. I think it's cool. I want to like take a picture in front of JonBenet's house. Like, I love that.
So you don't like manufactured scares. You like real, true, scary things in real life.
Well, because I want to know how these all have happened and mm-hmm. how we can prevent it from happening. You know, it's just fascinating to me. Yeah, or I'm I just agree. Like really messed up.
Well, let's go with the positive. It's fascinating. Okay, but, the candy options we have. Okay. Oh, sorry. What were you going to say?
Oh, no, I was going to ask you, but we can just talk about that later. Okay. So pick between
Skittles or M&M's. I choose M&M's because it's chocolate.
Yes.
Okay. Me too. Good call. Ooh. Next option, Reese's peanut butter cups or Snickers. First of all, do you say Reese's or Reese's?
For Reese's Pieces, I say that, and then Reese's, I say.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I always say Reese's.
Yeah.
I'm going with Reese's. What about you?
Me too. Me too.
Gosh.
Okay, pick between Starburst or candy corn. Starburst, for sure.
Oh, I go with candy corn.
Really?
Yeah, I do like candy corn. We have Sour Patch Kids or Airheads. I know you love your Sour Patch. Is that what you're going to pick?
Yeah, I love Sour Patch.
I'm going to go with... Are Airheads the really sour ones?
No. That's They're Warhead. Not right. Ooh, okay. Every time I say think of Warheads, my jaw starts. I can feel like the
right because they're so out of control.
And my mouth going with Airheads. My mouth starts to get all okay. Pick between lollipops or Jolly Ranchers. I'm gonna do Jolly Ranchers.
Oh girl, we're different here. Lollipops. Jolly Ranchers do the same thing with my jaw. That
What about lollipop Jolly Ranchers? Those are so good.
Oh, I've never had them. I'll try them though.
Okay.
We have Hershey Kisses or Hershey Nuggets.
Hershey Kisses.
I think I'd go with the nugget.
I like the way that I can put them on the roof of my mouth and then like swirl my tongue around the.
And they get like suctioned up to the top. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. I like that too. Butterfingers or Reese's Pieces.
Reese's Pieces.
Me too.
All right. Pick between Milky Way or Three Musketeers. I think I would do Milky Way because I like the caramel.
I'm going the Musketeers. Twix or Kit Kat?
Twix. I love Twix. Oh, my God.
Oh, I'm love Kit Kat. Twix. Okay, this could be really good. If we have a bag of candy, you could have all of your candy and I'll have all mine and we'll be, like, set.
Pick between Lemonhead or Hot Tamale. I think I would do Lemonhead, yeah. Lemonhead.
Me too.
Oh, okay, my God. Almond Joy. No, I hate both of these. These are horrible.
Too bad. You have to pick one, either Almond Joy or Mounds, Claudia. I know you hate coconut, but you have to do it.
I can't. I can't with either of them. Can I? Will they accept it if I don't choose?
No, you have to choose one.
Oh.
I'm going with Almond Joy.
I guess I would have to do Almond Joy because there's that nut, so I could just eat the nut and then, like, throw it
away. Yeah, that's true.
All right. Yeah. That's disgusting.
It's a good workaround. We have Lifesavers or Sweet Tarts.
Ooh, Lifesavers.
Yeah, those are yummier.
Oh, this one's hard. Pick between Milk Duds or Peppermint Patties.
Pick between one that tastes like toothpaste or one that will pull your teeth out for you.
I think Milk Duds.
Yeah, I'd go with that too.
Well, the reason I said, this is hard because I thought it was going to be Junior Mints, but it's not. It wasn't. It was Peppermint Patty. Oh, I do love
Junior Mints.
I do too. They're delicious, Jerry. All right.
Next we have Nerds or Twizzlers.
Twizzlers. Twizzlers.
Me too.
Okay. Ooh, pick between Baby Ruth or Crunch. So, in honor of my niece, Ruth, I'm going to choose Baby Ruth.
Oh, that's sweet. In honor of your niece and my stomach, I will choose Baby Ruth as well.
Okay,
pick. Then we have Pop Rocks or Smarties.
I love Pop Rocks.
Yeah, I'm going with Pop Rocks for sure. Smarties, it's like chalk.
Yeah, it really is.
Oh, hey, here's your candy now. Oh,
okay. Pez or Junior Mint. Junior Mint.
Yeah. Pez, yeah. Again, chalk.
Pick between Dots or Laffy Taffy. Ooh, Laffy Taffy is far superior.
Yeah, and it comes with a joke. That's clearly what... Oh. Okay, so now I have my results. Mine says I should watch Coraline. That is the perfect Halloween movie for those who dream... Oh, I need to read more. One second. Dream of escaping to another world, but just for the night. Watch it. Oh, yeah. Okay, Coraline, I'm have to be real with you. I watched it a couple years ago, and I was terrified watching that movie. It is really scary.
Yeah, I watched it too, but I don't remember much about it. I remember it being, like, really interesting, but.
Yeah. But yeah, the guy who wrote the book is one of my favorite authors, Neil Gaiman, so that's good. Mm. That's on point. Mm-hmm. What's your results? Tell me.
Mine? I've never heard of this. It's Twitches. Oh. You should watch Twitches.
Is that like a Disney Channel movie?
Yeah. It says this classic DCOM features... So Disney com, I guess that's what it means, features two witches who discover they are each other's twin on their 21st birthday, which happens to be Halloween, of course. Watch it here on Disney Plus. So I think I don't know what those actresses are. It's not the, for a second I thought it was the girls that did Sister Sister, but it's not. So anyway.
Disney really loves twins being separated at birth. That is like their fave
genre. I know. Well, October, hold on, let me see, because... October 11th, that is Hallie and Annie's birthday, and I just want to see if this... Okay, it won't. I was going to see if this episode was going to air on October 11th, but it won't. It will be on the 15th. Mm-mm. But it'll be close enough, so... Anyway.
Okay. Well, the 15th, for me, just so you all know, marks the end of a two-week-long wedding endeavor in my family, so I will be very excited on the day this airs. Just think of me and how I will finally... be done with a wedding.
Yeah. All right, we are down to our last segment. Thank you guys so much for watching. Well, I guess eventually watching, but listening to the Claudia and B show today. We've had fun recording. We are just going to end this episode with some parting wisdom because we are as wise as owls. Hoot hoot.
Or asses. Should I just say it again?
Yes. So, yeah, we had a mess up with a recording. I'm trying to recreate it, but I wasn't trying to give it away, B, and now you gave it away.
We can edit. We're wise like owls or asses, because you always say wise ass, right?
Yeah, exactly. So, talk about being lazy with our book club. I was lazy with this because I literally just typed in wisdom on Pinterest and this quote came up. But I like it. So it says, you will recognize your own path when you come upon it because you will suddenly have all the energy and imagination you will ever need. And I have experienced that a lot in my life. Like, for example, I mean, for years, like in college, I knew that I loved like working with kids. And like, I was like, oh, I want to follow this path. But then I got distracted by so many, like, other things. But always, my path always goes back to, like, working with kids. Even, like, this weekend, I had to get taken to a Disney Treehouse to do, like, some fairy godmothering. Because, like, I couldn't have access to it. So their travel agent met me and she, like, drove me there. And I had a thought of, like, oh, I could be a Disney travel agent. Because, like, my mom's best friend... she's a Disney travel agent. I was like, I could work for her. I could do that. And then I thought, No, I need to work with kids. Like, stop. Like, you know what I mean? Because, like, every single, like, job that I've had that isn't working with kids, like, to an extent, like, well, theater jobs, that's, like, different. I don't know how to explain it. But, like, but it always...
Because that's one passion.
Yeah.
And then you have your other one.
Yeah. So I always either go back to, like, a performer job or working with kids job. Like, those are, like, kind of my two, like, strengths. And so... I get distracted easily with other things where I'm like, oh, like, I, like, tried to sell, like, Mary Kay for a while. Like, you know what I mean? I tried to do all this stuff, and it was just, like, not working. So, anyway, that's...
Oh, I totally relate to that, actually, because right now, I think I mentioned to you, I don't remember now anymore, but I'm working a couple weekends this month helping a friend who owns a business in this area of Spokane that's called Micah Peak. They own, like, the zip line and this tree aerial... ropes course.
Oh, fun.
Thing. It's really cool. And so I've been going and helping them on the weekends and checking people in for the tours and getting them where they need to go and all this stuff. And I love adventure things and like touristy things for travel. It makes me so happy. And so I'm like really tired at the end of the day of doing this job. But I'm always just like, oh, that was the funnest thing in the world. Like, I love it so much. And it just reminds me of my summers in Alaska when I would go. It was just pure adventure. I love it so much.
Yeah.
So there's a difference between being tired but still having energy, you know? Because when you're working really hard on a project like that, you are tired, but you also just have energy for life still.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Because, like, I have so many different things that I do, but I love them all. And so it's hard to, like, you know, say no to some of them sometimes because it's like, but I love doing it. But then, like, I have to, like, you know, eat and sleep. So, unfortunately.
That's true. Those are important things as much as we try and get rid of them.
I know. Okay, B, so tell us your wisdom, you wise old ass.
That was a good one. Thank you so much. The owl and the ass here. Okay. Well, it's hard to follow up your Pinterest wisdom, but I have I have this thing that I have been thinking nonstop. It was like, you know how you have those moments where there's just like this thought that pops into your head, and you're like, oh, that was like an inspiration. Like, that was just a good thought that you wouldn't necessarily just come up with on your own. So I had this a couple weeks ago, and then I just keep seeing it more and more. And I think it's more a lesson for myself, but I'm going to share it anyway. But I just keep thinking about how convenience is the enemy to like real freedom in life. There are so many times that I choose a convenient route, but it doesn't take me where I really want to go. Or there are times when I'm like, oh, I'll like do this because it makes my life more convenient. But then you kind of get like enslaved to it a little bit. And the hard work and like really putting in effort and energy and focus in certain things is really needed to develop. But sometimes we just get like, we want the convenient life. That seems to be like the prize sometimes. But it's not necessarily, you know, convenience is not the golden nugget that we think it is, you know?
No.
So that's my thing. I just think we all need to kind of take a little inventory about what we do in our lives to make it convenient and if that actually is getting us closer to our goals and our happiness and stuff like that, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, for sure. That. Yeah, no, I totally, yeah, I can relate. We can go on for hours, but unfortunately it's time to say
we don't have hours
goodbye.
Here.
All right, guys, follow us on Instagram. You can email us at teawithclaudieandb@gmail.com with your thoughts, feelings, concerns, love letters. Well, hopefully not like love letters, but you know, like fan letters.
I mean, I'd be okay with that.
Depends on who's on the other end.
That's true. One man's love letter is another man's stalker letter. Just
I know. It just depends. So we love you guys and happy October 15th, I guess this is when it comes out. And
yes.
Yeah. So we'll chat.
Go eat some candy corn or something. Okay.
Yeah. Just, you can have all the Almond Joys that I will not eat.
And next week we'll have a new episode for you, and be ready for that. We'll talk to you later, guys.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.